Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sonata Software Limited Investor Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Samir Dhir, Managing Director and CEO from Sonata Software Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. My name is Samir. Good morning and good evening to all of you, and thanks for joining us today. I appreciate your time and support to Sonata. A very warm welcome to this conference to discuss our strategic acquisition of ConSystems Inc. that we signed on 22nd of February 2023. We are indeed delighted and excited to announce this acquisition by Sonata Software North America, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Sonata Software Limited. And we signed a definitive agreement with the shareholders of ConSystems Inc., a Texas, USA-based IT solution and software company, to acquire 100% stake. It is the biggest ever acquisition of Sonata in history, and it's a very proud moment for all of us. And I also want to reiterate that this is all about growth. This acquisition is at the heart and center of the growth strategy of Sonata, and I'll explain to you in a few minutes why that is the case. In an all-cash deal, Sonata will make an upfront payment of $65 million, and a deferred payout of $95 million payable over 2 years. The acquisition is expected to close within 30 days, subject to customary closing conditions. With that backdrop, let me give you a rationale why this acquisition is strategic for Sonata as we move forward. Now, as you know, we aim to be the fastest growing next-gen digital firm delivering modernization and digital outcomes for enterprises through our platformization framework. As a company, we are unrelenting towards doubling Sonata's international business to $500 million in 3 to 4 years period, much like we've outlined to you earlier. Now, to achieve this vision, we have outlined some key strategic drivers to scale Sonata. Number one, we want to get more large accounts and large deals, and we've shared some of those successes within the recent quarters or the deals that we have closed, the large deals that we have closed. Number two, we want to continue expanding our services portfolio and really develop a strong partner ecosystem to drive our modernization agenda. And number three, we want to invest in BFSI, which is a banking, financial services, and insurance vertical, and healthcare and licenses vertical as we move forward, beyond our current and existing verticals that we have already scaled up. Sonata's growth philosophy is based on making organic and inorganic investments to acquire talent, expertise, and scale. ConSystems aligns to our strategic drivers and will enable us to win larger deals in our focus verticals. This acquisition has following benefits for Sonata. Number one and the foremost, two large accounts in the top five accounts of Sonata from day one. One a banking client and another a healthcare client. Each of these two clients have a spend pattern of annual spend pattern of outsourcing over $1 billion of digital spend per annum. It also strengthens our presence in the recently announced verticals of BFSI and healthcare. Beyond this, our technical capabilities in enterprise data analytics, cloud modernization, cybersecurity, Salesforce, and data privacy will get strengthened as part of this acquisition. And it also will bolster our partnership with Salesforce.com, Snowflake, and multiple other data partners. Quant also has differentiated IPs in the area of Salesforce and Chatbot. With that said, let me provide you with details about the company. ConSystems was founded in 2008 and has shown tremendous growth year on year over the last few years. In CY22, Quant delivered a revenue of $37 million, which is a 48% Y&Y growth, and with an impressive EBITDA of mid-30s. Quant has over 300 employees globally. For CY23, we expect Quant to grow from low to mid-30s on top line and continue to deliver EBITDA of mid-30s going into in the year CY23. Quant boasts of marquee logos in BFSI, healthcare, life sciences, consumer and retail. It has built a very strong partner ecosystem of industry-leading players, including AWS, Adobe, Salesforce, Snowflake, and Google Cloud. Conns innovative IPs, Workbox.io and Visa Chatbot, which I earlier alluded to, broaden our offerings as part of our platformation strategy. Visa enables a true omni-channel experience by integrating enterprise systems, contact center, and support system solutions. While Workbox IP simplifies digital document management, which is integral for both banking and healthcare plans. Quant has strong leadership team, which has rich experience and a successful track record in delivering excellence and technology innovation to its clients over the years. In summary, we're very optimistic about Sonata's long-term prospects, and addition of Quant system to Sonata will only further accelerate our journey as we aspire to become the top 25% growth company from the revenue performance in the industry. My executive team and I are continuously working and judiciously working to accelerate growth curve of Sonata as we move forward. With that, we'll open up for the discussion for questions. Operator?
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The first question is from the line of NGN Puranik from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on this acquisition. It's quite relevant and timely in the context of new service lines that you need to add. And the analytics is going to be a great space. But the question I have is about what are the new service lines you are adding and how will you expand your million-dollar accounts? And also the current million-dollar portfolio of systems. So if you can take us through, and then are there any complementarity or overlap in the current Sonata and Quant system?
Thank you. It's a great question, Ranit, and thanks for your wishes. There are two parts to your question. I think we can take the first part, what new capabilities we are adding as part of this acquisition. From a capabilities perspective, you should think in two dimensions. Number one, we are adding and strengthening, not adding, our capabilities in healthcare life sciences and banking financial services as part of this acquisition. Sonata had made progress over the years in both BFSI and healthcare, and this augments and accelerates our journey in that area. Specifically, the Fortune 500 clients that Quant brings and the headroom to grow in those accounts is absolutely exciting for us. On the second end, on the second part of this, the second part of capability that we've added is really around enterprise data and strengthening that. As you know, in today's environment, every customer is looking to monetize data, modernize their data platforms, draw insights from data, AI ML models on top of data, and beyond that, making sure that the data privacy within the parameters of cybersecurity is ensured is a really a strong offering that Quant Systems has, and we believe that will really augment our capabilities and go-to-market efforts from a data strategy perspective and data privacy and data security perspective. So very bullish about that. And beyond the data discussion, because Quant has built some significant IPs in the Salesforce area, which is a strong growth area for us go forward, and we called it out earlier in the earlier quarters, they have built some strong IPs and differentiation from a Salesforce perspective, which will also be a creator from a capability set perspective. Now, the second part of your question, how do we jointly work together and take this discussion forward? Clearly, we are not standing at ground zero ourselves in BFSI and healthcare. So Sonata over the years has made progress on both BFSI and healthcare. And we believe our differentiated work over the years...
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं, उन्होंने आपके कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है. कृपया लाइन.
If you think about the capabilities that we built in healthcare life sciences around provider space and the pharmacy space, we believe we can take those offerings to the Quant clients and the Quant capabilities on the data side and data privacy side to our existing clients within the Sonata ecosystem. And likewise, in banking, financial services, and insurance, we have done over the years a significant amount of work, especially on the insurance side with the lending organizations. And we believe the capability that we have built on the lending side, we can take it, extend those out to the customers of Quant. And the, again, the data capabilities of Quant, we can take it to our existing clients. So we believe fair amount of overlap in a synergies perspective and the cost leverage of our joint capabilities will help us accelerate the growth curve for Sonata and as well as Sonata existing accounts.
Thank you. Mr. Puranik, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions? Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Samyak Shah from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so I just wish to know that the profit the company has achieved, like Quant System, so is it completely organic or the growth is comprises of inorganic component?
Yes, their growth over the recent years has been completely organic. They've built partnerships to build some IP, but that has not led to any revenue accretion. They have some partnerships that they've built over the years from an IP perspective, but the revenue growth has been organic in the recent years.
Okay. And how do you see the growth rate coming forward in the longer run for Sonata with respect to this acquisition?
So, like we've earlier alluded, our growth rate trajectory continues to be the same. We have talked about that we want to get to half a billion mark for international business in 3 to 4 years' time. And we are steadfast towards that goal. We are working hard, and the directly team is working very judiciously to make sure that we can get to that goal. As far as Quant is concerned, like I alluded earlier, their CY23, we expect them to be in low to mid-30s growth rate.
Thank you. Mr. Shah, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Chirag Kachadia from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
The volume is
hello.
Slightly low. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, so congratulations on this acquisition. So a couple of questions. First, you explained about the synergy with in context of the BFSI and healthcare vertical. Now, I want to know how this acquisition will help in platform business and also our viewpoint on reducing the volatility in the platform business we have. Does this acquisition will help in that context also? Second, are there any other acquisitions in pipeline in near term? And third, what revenue synergy we are expecting in coming years with the help of this acquisition?
Sure. They have multiple questions. They're limited one by one. So beyond the discussion we had just on the synergy revenue, I think we believe that the capabilities that Quant Systems has built are truly differentiated and unique, especially on the enterprise data and data privacy side, which we believe we can take aggressively forward to our existing client base. And that's a pretty high demand area. So we believe that will accelerate our growth rate as we move forward on one end. And on the second end, we are a broad services provider ourselves, and our extended capabilities around automation, around platformation, et cetera, we can take to conscious clients and hence extend the pie of conscious client base. From a volatility perspective, let me address that point. So what Quant System brings to the table really essentially is deep expertise on the data side and data analytics side. And we believe as we go forward, the data platforms and data projects are going to be multi-year programs. So as we build a pipeline collectively together, we believe we'll be able to generate more annuity pipelines. Now, they may not get signed as long-term contracts, but we know once we get inside the data programs, they tend to be 2 to 3 years, sometimes 5 year programs. We believe that the annuity business will take an upswing as we move forward, given the capabilities of Sonata Heritage and Quant Systems Inc. Your third point about M&A, like we outlined earlier, we will continue to look for assets in the market, depending upon our strategy that we have outlined to you. At this point in time, we are head focused to get this acquisition integrated into Sonata and really drive the synergy revenues as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kacharya, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Balakumar B from HDFC AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Samit, first, congrats on the acquisition and thanks for hosting the call. Could you just provide some sense on the delivery and the pricing model of the company? Because the revenue per capita as well as the margin profile seems very strong. And just to follow up, how should we think about growth and the margin for the company beyond CY23? Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for your wishes, Dala. Jagan, can I request you to take this question, please?
Yeah, first I'll answer the second question, Bala. The growth, we continue to expect the growth to be in the lower 30s to mid 30s, and the margin also in the lower 30s to mid 30s kind of a margin, EBITDA margin for them, even in FY24. The rate for them is on-site. They're like out of 300 people, 125 people are on-site. And their rates are pretty high. The average rate is much higher than that. Particularly, their lowest, if you take the on-site as a benchmark, their lowest rate is the highest rate for us, very close to highest rate for us. That's the kind of profile they have, particularly because of the services in data and the cloud space and in Salesforce space also. Even in Salesforce, they have a very, very unique solution to the customer practice. One of their ITs helped them bring the solution to the customer. So this is a pretty strong in that aspect. Did I answer your question by any chance?
Yeah, this is helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Chandra from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. And thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is specifically on the, if I see Quan Systems, it is a 15-year-old company. So in last 3 years, it has grown at 100% plus CAGR, and from 8 million to 37 million. So if you can throw some light on how the journey of the company has been the last 15 years and what happened the last 3 years, why it has grown so fast. And also just to adding on to the margin question, so in terms of the revenue per employee, it appears to be very high. And what exactly is different in terms of offerings, and in terms of the effort, and also in terms of the the vertical mix and the client mix, so that we can understand better what is actually actually leading to this high margin profile.
So let me take that. Thanks for your question and thanks for the wishes as well. So if you really think this in that context, when Quan started, history really was to provide consulting services, which was almost like a boutique offering on data privacy. So the first 5 to 7 years of their journey, they were really focused on doing small projects from a consulting perspective to do data privacy assignments. These are typically projects between 100 to 50K type of projects when they started. It was a build out from scratch, but the founder, Shini, was really focused on that activity. But in the last 4 or 5 years, they've really added scale to it. What that means is when they do data consulting assignment, they're also picking up work which is downstream to do engineering work. So it was not just a consulting work. They started picking up follow-on engineering work which surrounds itself with doing data engineering, data modernization, data transfer from on-prem to cloud. So the services capability of Quan Systems have expanded in the last 5 years. And that's what they're beginning to see, and we continue to see with them that in the last 5 years, their growth rate has been accelerated, largely because they built the first 5 years to build a trust with the customer that they can do a high-end consulting assignment. And because they built the trust and kept these clients going, they can now break into larger enterprise clients and do the end-to-end work as far as data platforms are concerned. That's really the critical pivoting point that they arrived at, we believe, at like 3 to 4, maybe 5 years back. And hence the scale has tipped over in that sense. That's what explains the growth rate. And that also explains the margin profile of the company. Because when you come from consulting down to explain to a client that we can take care of your data privacy requirements and hence modernize your application infrastructure, that's how they have approached the market. They have not gone bottom up. When you go bottom up, your rate card is always under pressure. So they've come consulting down. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chandra, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Sorry to interrupt you, Samir sir, your audio is slightly getting muffled. Please check.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Mohit Jain from Anand Rathi.
Sir, one question. I think it was asked before by Bala as well. But this revenue per employee, is there a proportion of revenue that you get purely as IP-driven revenue, so to say, because it seems way too high, and that basically flows through to the margins as well. So how should we look at it? Is it really IP revenue, or do you think it is more like revenue per FTE, which is the correct model to look at it?
Jagan, you want to take that, please?
Yeah. Mohit, there is a mix of it. The IP revenue, this is mainly driven by the services revenue, but IP revenue is also there in this total element of it. The FTE revenue, why the revenue per person is there, I mentioned to you the rates are very high. And the comparable as what Samir was mentioning about the consulting driven, the premium services to them with some amount of IP revenue is the reason why the revenue per person is very high there.
But sir, contractually you are doing it as revenue per headcount kind of metric, or do you sell it as, say, some percentage of revenue as IP?
No, this is the three elements of it is there. One is the outcome-based total offering to the customer. The second is on per T&M as such for them is not very high, right? The major portion is outcome-driven revenue per person. So this is like more on that. The reason is the revenue is high. And comparable competitors on all these things will be the high consulting services offered by Deloitte or Accenture kind of people who will be serving, who can be selling to the customers the high-end type of it. So that's the reason why it's not a typical man per person kind of a revenue you have to see in this context. It's the overall revenue which we give it to the customer for the outcome-based offering to the customer.
Thank you. Mr. Jain, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for this acquisition. So my question is, how are we going to finance this? And what are the profitability metrics for the acquired entity? Because I don't find any information regarding the financials of the acquired company on your website. So where do I get the financials for the acquired entity? And are we going to take any debt for this acquisition?
Vipul, thank you for your wishes. I'm going to request Jagan to take your question.
Yeah. Actually, this financials of this company, we have broadly given the EBITDA number and the revenue number. When annual reports are published, at times whatever the subsidiary financials is required as per our policy, we will continue to publish that. If not, this is a private limited company, hence like any other subsidiary for me, we will include in the business into the extent of it. Funding is completely from the internal accruals. However, we are taking a debt for short-term operational reasons. We have some operational reasons with RBI approval and other things. Hence, we have money in India, but we are not able to transfer that to US because of this operational reason, which we are going to address in the next 6 months to 9 months, time it will take to address the issue. So for the time being, we are taking a short-term debt to for the initial payout. Over a period of time, this debt will be eating a very short period of time, about one year to 15 months time, this will be completed. This will not this be paid out. And the company generates a very, very strong cash flow. We have considered the cash flow of the acquiring company, acquired entity, as well as the current requirement of next 3 years, and then plan for the cash flow.
Thank you. Mr. Shah, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Dave from Samvad Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for giving me the opportunity. One question is basically when you say that...
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Dave. The audio is low from your line. Please.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Now it's clear? Yeah. So my question is basically, since whatever is the kind of cash which we have on our balance sheet, most likely that is getting utilized to fund the acquisition's first phase of payment. So how that will be impacting over, say, 2 to 3 years, how we see dividend payment, because your company is one of the very good dividend payout ratio. So how exactly management sees, and what would be your guidance on dividend payment for next medium-term kind of perspective? Whether we shall expect same payout ratio or to result in some reduction?
Yeah. Hi, this is Jagan here. I'll take this question. The current cash position, as I mentioned to you, we are going for a short-term debt to fund the initial payout because of an operational reason. Okay. Over a period of time, that loan will be repaid, and subsequent payment, 2 years payment, will be funded from internally. As of now, the percentage, the dividend absolute amount, we are planning to maintain the dividend absolute amount, but the payout as a percentage may come down in the next 2 years alone. It may come down, but this is the final decision. Is we will discuss with the cash position with the board and decide in the due course of time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take the last question from the line of Amit Chandra from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, hi, sir. Just one question on how the impact will be there on this in depreciation, right? Because and if you can throw some light how we see the this thing goodwill coming on the books, and how long it will be amortized. So roughly what will be an impact on the depreciation number. So we can actually get the EPS impact roughly what can be there for FY24 and 25.
Yeah. I'll take the question, Amit. The total amount of goodwill, this businesses, all IT businesses, you know that intangibles is the maximum amount because the asset value will be relatively lesser. However, in this intangible, there is two elements are going to be there. One is goodwill, another is other intangible. This company has a decent amount of IT customer relations, and all these intangibles are there, which will be amortized over a period of time. And goodwill will be the other major portion of it. In a fast growth, high valued company, generally goodwill tend to be more element of it. So the intangibles is goodwill will be only tested for impairment over a period of time. Only intangibles will be amortized over the period of time. The valuation and the amortization and the split is only estimated internally at present. We will be finalizing the numbers in the, because there's an external valuation person has to do that. I can't, it's an estimated number what I have. It may not be the absolute number. Somebody, external valuer has to confirm that. The period of amortization will be a little longer because of this IP driven, and it continues to generate very strong cash flow, even in the DCF method. The average period will be upwards of 7 years, totally. Very close to 10 years, probably.
Okay.
So the valuer has to decide. Valuer has to decide. This is all based on the past experience and just commenting. Please don't take this alone for this.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sameer Dheer for closing comments.
Thank you, moderator. Thank you all of you for joining us today. Like I said earlier, we're very excited about this acquisition. It really pivots us into a high growth trajectory from a data services perspective to clients, specifically as it comes to BFSI, healthcare life sciences, and retail consumer verticals. And we strongly believe that it pivots us into the direction of what we have outlined to earlier to double some other international business in 3 to 4 years' time. Once again, thanks for your support, and we'll continue to keep you updated as we make progress. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sonata Software Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.